How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
You are Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is Locked On Jazz for the 22nd of August. Tampering discussion. Rudy Gobert has some interesting things to say. Word is a Jazz player is playing pretty well this offseason. Plus, we'll touch on little tidbits around the league. It's all coming up on today's edition of Locked On Jazz. Pow. How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. Sure glad to be with you. Thanks for kind of hanging with the partial podcasting during this period of the year. One, I need a break every now and then. And two, there's really not been that much to talk about. So really glad to kind of to check back in with you, though. A few notes. Pink Grandma Keiko passed away. Super sad. I know their family well. I know Teresa and then her grandkids go to school with my daughter and my son, but specifically my daughter. So best of thoughts to them. They always just brought such a huge smile to our face whenever any of us came into the arena and were such a kind of a great reminder of what fandom was. Fandom with a smile. I think that's kind of a lost concept. Anything with a smile seems to be somewhat of a lost concept in our society right now. But fandom with a smile, I think there's something to that. And that's kind of what my what Keiko reminded me of. I was thinking that we might do something. You know, we did Pins Across the World and we had our daily DeVar over the years. I was thinking there might be something that could be our Keiko of the day. For this season, just to kind of tribute the Pink Grandmas, but also that exact concept of fandom with a smile, with fandom with devotion. I don't know. We'll try to see if there's something there, but that was just a thought for you. So anyway, hope you guys have had a nice off season. My kids are back. My daughter went to summer camp for a month, and she's finally home. That's great. My son was skiing for most of August, actually. So he's back. We're all back. School gets going this week, and kind of feels like it's about time to turn the corner and head back to the season and get ready to go. The players will usually come in right after Labor Day. It's going to be a little later this year because the practice facility is not all the way complete. So I don't think we'll hear about players trickling in till mid-September this year. And then also with the amount of foreign players we have, it's a little different in the sense that they're not going to pop back and forth. A lot of our, you know, Derek and Gordon and some of those other guys over the years would kind of come into town, head to Santa Barbara, and pop back and forth. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't do a Santa Barbara group trip early September of some sort, or at least let the guys know that everyone's going to be there. You know, none of those things are mandatory prior to the opening of training camp, which probably will be late September. All right, let's get to some of the things. Today's show is brought to you by SeatGeek. With the promo code LOJAZZ, you get $20 back on your first purchase. And it's brought to you by Murdoch Hyundai. That's right, good old Blake. Blake's like really old. You know why I know how old, why Blake is so old? Because Murdoch is having their 91st anniversary month this month at Murdoch. And if that's the case, then, you know, Blake must be 91 years old. He looks awfully good for 91. All right, so that's actually not true. But they are having their anniversary sale, and they're allowing you to have the employee pricing for the month of August in honor of their anniversary. I'm driving the Hyundai Tucson right now. It's like what you get for $22,000 is just incredible. In addition, I've driven the Santa Fe, and I drove a Santa Fe that was awesome. had every kind of bell and whistle to it, had all the safety elements to it. I said this, I've never thought in my life I'd ever buy my kid a new car when he turns 16, which is a year from now. After driving that, I thought it was a possibility. Just so much safer, so many different aspects to it. And again, incredible what you get for the money. And even better now, because Murdoch's 350 auto employees receive a special employee perk, and you get it for the month of August. $6,000 off that Hyundai Tucson, and $6,000 off that Hyundai Santa Fe. Plus, oil changes for life, car washes and brakes for life. That's all on top of America's 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty with Hyundai Assurance. That's right. So, if you're looking for a new car, put Hyundai on your list. Stop by and see Blake at 4646 South State Street. Say, wow, Blake, 91 years old. You look good. Also, they are in Linden and in Logan. Check it out. I think you'll be impressed as I have been. All right, I want to talk tampering. That's the big news that's going on right now in the league. The tampering is the story that that Magic Johnson may have tampered with Paul George, and now Indiana has done an investigation of this. So there's a bunch of levels to this that I think are really, really interesting. The first one I would say is, I actually think there's a chance that someone like Magic, not Magic specifically, but someone who just kind of comes into the league, probably isn't as detail-oriented with all the rules, breaks a rule. Like, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Magic broke a rule. Like, to me, that actually seems as a reasonable possibility. Not in criticism to Magic, but more in just the idea that maybe he's not as buttoned up on all of the, buttoned up on all the details. And that's kind of, that's always kind of been who Magic is. And so there's a possibility. The other thing, though, I would say about this is it's absolutely, there's unquestionably tampering is going on in the league and probably going on at a higher rate than the league would like. But I also feel like it's pretty easy to tamper in a manner that's not illegal. So let's use Magic for an example. Magic says in an interview, hey, we're not spending any money in the summer of 2017. We're going to wait and keep our money available so that we can go get free agents in 2018. Well, Russell Westbrook and Paul George are pretty aware that they're the number one free agents in 2018, and they're both pretty darn aware that they are from LA and would like to play for the Lakers. So, Magic can make that statement and send the exact same message. Now, what really goes on is that the agents are always talking. It's why it's so important to have a good agent. The agents are always talking to teams. And so, hey, by the way, Rich Paul or Mark Bartlestein or Dan Fagan or whoever it is that that represents your client, Dennis Lindsay can be talking to someone and simply just, the way we have things lined up, have pretty substantial cap money in 2019. Well, the agent knows who his clients are that are available in 2019, and the players know who, and Dennis knows, and you don't, it's nothing tampering about that. That's just, hey, by the way, look at our books. Look what we've done. We should be we planned it pretty active that year. It's not tampering. It's kind of all public knowledge. So what would be tampering to me would be that Magic Johnson gets on the phone to the agent of Paul George and says, hey, by the way, we'll give you a 4-year, $28 million deal. Will you agree to that? Because then we can give Russell a 4-year, $28 million deal, and neither of you get your 34, but we bring your numbers down, and then we can make sure we do it together, and you pre-orchestrate that with that level of detail, then I think we have tampering. But otherwise, a huge amount of this is just public knowledge, and that's what makes it very tricky. The thing that bums me out on the Hayward stuff is just for how long I'd heard he's going to Boston, he's going to Boston. Boston's got a bunch of owners. So they have their primary owner, and they have a bunch of other owners. And, I can't tell you how many times somebody said to me, oh, yeah, I know one of the Boston owner guys. They know they're getting Hayward. Like, you hear that, and you're wondering, like, do they know something? Like, and so, but that also could be as simple as, and I don't think this is the case, but this could be the player simply has told somebody, oh yeah, I'm going to go there when I'm a free agent. The way, and this could simply be Paul George has told someone, I'm going to LA when I'm a free agent. He knows they have money. They know. So much of this is kind of public knowledge. The only tampering to me that ever could really get somebody in trouble is if you can specifically go to them negotiating probably multiple deals that would, with multiple players. Otherwise, I don't know. I bet you if Dennis is listening to this, or now Justin or David or someone like that, maybe they totally disagree with me, but it seems to me that it's just kind of out there. And I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing. I just think that's the reality. And I think it's going to be very difficult to try to claim tampering. The other one that I think the bigger issue that's going on is the amount of deals, frankly, that are done prior to July 1st. Now that, we're into a different discussion. And so when does that ever stop? Right? That when does that ever stop? All right. So those are just kind of my quick thoughts there. Rudy Gobert did an interview with Hoops Hype. Alex Kennedy does really good work, and he's just kind of, I give him great credit because he's always on it. And the off season's going on, and he's still talking to people, whether it's today. I think he's got a Henry Ellison piece who, you know, that's not going to move a lot of meters, but it just is a statement to his work ethic. So tip of the hat to the fabulous kind of the commitment of excellence from Alex Kennedy at Hoopsite. Three things that jumped out to me in the Rudy conversation. One was just his discussion of Ricky Rubio, how excited he is to have him, how he feels about him, I thought was really exciting to hear. He says, hey, we've been rivals. We've battled against each other. I'm excited to have him on the team, have someone pass like that. I think Rudy has really taken a positive of that and seems to be engaged. The Hayward departure has definitely put Rudy on the forefront. He's, as you would expect, he seems to be embracing that 100%. The second one that jumped out to me was you kind of wonder what the player's viewpoints are, was this kind of little line that from Rudy, that if I want to win defense player of the year in a small market, I have to do three times more than someone who does it in a large market. So he's probably talking about Draymond there. But it's a bummer to hear him say that, because that's the perception these guys have, and that they just can't get their pub in a smaller market. I'm not convinced this to be true, but they all seem to very much think so. But it was just interesting, I think, to hear that to come out there. The other him it talked about his lower body strength, his mid-range jump shot, and just also his confidence of, you know what, let's go. And the comments that he made in regards to, let's just, you know, stop listening to people. Let's see what the season is. We'll still be defensive minded. Let's see who we are. And I think he's really coming out with something to prove. And then the comment about the competitiveness of Donovan Mitchell was neat to see, that he that's what took him and impressed him in that moment. All right. Little word of a Jazz player playing awfully well right now. I'll tell you about that here in just a second. But if you're in the market to buy a ticket for an upcoming event, or whether it's theater or a ball game or going on the road to see the NFL or upcoming whatever, the place to do it is SeatGeek. So here's what you do. You download the SeatGeek app. You go to the settings tab. You enter in the promo code LOJAZZ. I use it for Hamilton. We're on the search for trying to find reasonable Hamilton tickets. We're on the search for trying to find reasonable U2 tickets. I'm not sure that this search is actually going to be fruitful, to be perfectly honest with you, but I find this where SeatGeek's great for me, is I can kind of keep an eye on what's going on in other events. I also have gone through and looked to see whenever we are in an NHL city and we have a day off, and I'm going to use SeatGeek to be able to go get those tickets. Why? One, because Use the promo code LOJAZZ. You get $20 back. Second thing is because I have the ticket score on every single ticket, and that makes it me know, even in an arena I don't know very well, what the best tickets are, or they make it easy. They compile all the tickets from everywhere around, so I don't have to go do multiple searches. I really, really appreciate that. And last and finally, it's secure once it comes to my phone. So that is why I'm using SeatGeek, and I hope you do the same. I really have enjoyed the experience and find them, and you know, solid, consistent, and very appreciative to that. They also have been terrific to the Locked On Podcast Network. So do it now. Download the SeatGeek app, and next time you're purchasing a ticket, you will do it through SeatGeek, and you'll find out what a great experience it is. That, my friends, leads us to this exciting little news. So the murmur is that Alec Burks has been down in L.A. hooping and playing really well. I don't know, you know, what is fair to expect from Alec. I don't know whether or not we actually, you know, I think there's just so many difficult things for him to still overcome. And he's certainly not one, frankly, when we sit here and we put down all these various lineup suggestions that we talk about very often. But you do, he is a member of the team. He's kind of thought as, frankly, as like the 11th or 12th guy at this point. But the word is that he's pain-free for the first time, and that he is hooping and feels pretty good. That the other day he had a very, very, very good outing, and he had a very solid, consistent kind of day in and day out performances. So I think that'll be an upcoming story of summer camp or of training camp, is whether or not AB becomes a rotation player. And not something that I think we've talked about a lot, but I think it's something that's a legitimate possibility if he's healthy, is that there's another player. And now it starts to add up. Now where he gets minutes is interesting, right? Because we have Ricky Rubio and Dante at the guard with Donovan Mitchell and Rodney Hood. And I actually really believe Donovan Mitchell is going to have the success that everyone's talking about. It's going to have to be a hybrid point guard. I could be wrong on this, but I just don't see a lot of six. Like, Donovan Mitchell is 6'3", and I think when I was looking at it last, his NBA Draft Express measurements were 6'1" standing. I mean, 6'10" reach, right? But without shoes, 6'1¼". 6'10" wingspan, standing reach, 8'1". Incredible vertical. But that's still, to me, that's the hybrid point guard. That's the Dame Lillard, Russell Westbrook, and they're bigger than he is. But the length will cover it, but I'm not sure that's a shooting guard in the NBA. And so that's the only one I think gets interesting, is where does he really fit? What position is Dante? How do they figure that out? And then if AB's playing well, where does he fit in? Does he fit into some of the Joe Ingles, Tabo Cephalosa minutes? I don't know. And I think it's hard to still know, quite frankly, whether or not AB can play Quinn's system, whether he can play consistently, whether he can evolve. I mean, the weakness of his game always has kind of been this catch and dribble and then react, and it's hard for guys to play with him. But it's such a cool story to hear that he is pain-free, has had some explosion, and has played fairly well recently. So that's kind of an exciting little tidbit that is out there, kind of murmuring. It's that time of year we hear that. I'm curious about the anthem issue and the NBA. The NBA last year, it's part of the rules you actually have to stand. The NBA kind of dealt with it and had it, and everyone had kind of their own moments. And I'm not getting into whether I think, you know, ideally the national anthem is probably not the place by which we're making all these statements. But on the other end, the national anthem is pretty prominent place to do it, and the point of making statements is to be heard. So kind of a, you know, goes either way. The thing that's interesting to me is how the NBA is just clearly outspoken, right? David Tisdale, the Fizdale, excuse me, the head coach of Memphis, just came out the other day very openly and said, you know, I'm done with, we need to get all the Confederate statues down. Boogie Cousins came out, said LeBron's made these. I mean, it's a very outspoken league. And so maybe it's allowed to have such a voice that they don't use that setting. That, to me, that's the, I guess that would be my ideal moment, is that you have enough leeway else places, you don't use a symbol of our country in that moment. Maybe the NBA has been able to do that fairly well. The NBA rookie survey has come out. This is where the rookie class kind of takes their votes on who they think will be. 39 rookies were in New York for their orientation, their photo shoot. So they asked about questions. Who will be the 17-18 Kia Rookie of the Year? 26% said Dennis Smith. 20% said Lonzo Ball. Markelle Fultz got 17%. Kyle Kuzma and Donovan Mitchell and Ben Simmons were at 6%. Tony Bradley received a vote too, probably from Donovan Mitchell. Last year, by the way, it was Chris Dunn that everyone thought would win Rookie of the Year. So this tells you that the rookies don't always know the answer to this. Which rookie will have the best career? 18% said Lonzo Ball and Jason Tatum. 10% said Josh Jackson and Dennis Smith. Then De'Aaron Fox. Then Fultz, Harry Giles, and Ben Simmons. Now, when you get 5% of 39 votes, let's be honest, you're getting two. So some of these are a little, it's not a very large sample size. Last year's answer was Brandon Ingram. Which rookie was the biggest steal at where he was selected? 19% say Donovan Mitchell on the rookie survey. So Donovan, the other rookies have certainly noticed Donovan Mitchell and have him as the biggest steal. The Dennis Smith was third, John Collins second. Sorry, Dennis Smith, John Collins third. Jordan Bell for Golden State was next. Kyle Kuzma got a little love. Hey, these guys pay attention to who played well in Summer League, which generally has not always the biggest indicator on what happens next, but that's what they've done. And so Kyle Kuzma got the next there. Sorry, I'm saving a little screenshot for that. The DeJounte Murray was the guy last year. Mitchell got less than one-fifth of the vote, but was still the highest percentage ever for this question, which usually gets the biggest mixed response. Mitchell averaged 24 points in Summer League. Which rookie is the most athletic? Dennis Smith ran away with that. Which rookie is the best shooter? Luke Kennard ran away with that. Which rookie is the best defender? Josh Jackson 1, Jordan Bell 2, Donovan Mitchell 3. Which rookie is the best playmaker? Lonzo Ball ran away with that. And what will be the biggest adjustment? Physical strength is the answer that most of them gained last year. The answer was speed. And the most important skill is shooting. Who's your favorite player in the league? 32% say LeBron. 19% say Russell Westbrook. Kevin Durant was the answer a year ago. So that is the rookie survey, 39 players, and the NBA rookies noticed Donovan Mitchell is what we noticed there. No question. All right, what else do I have for you today? I think that's probably it. I had some other stuff, but we just have gone longer than I was planning. I thought this was interesting. Most expensive NBA games already for the 17-18 season. Number one is the Celtics-Cavs game, February 11th, which is Paul Pierce's retirement. Number two is the Mavericks' final home game of the year. Dirk Nowitzki, possible last game. Then Christmas Day carries a bunch of them. Cavaliers, Warriors, Warriors, Thunder jump in there. Warriors, Celtics jump in there. Warriors, Lakers, Nets, Warriors, and Lakers, Cavaliers. Anything involving the Warriors. Thought that was kind of an interesting note, though, that the fans seem to believe that this could be it for the services of one Dirk Nowitzki. What else? Giannis doesn't play in Greek. That's been a whole thing, but that doesn't really move your meter. Jerry West said he didn't want to leave Golden State. That things happen. That was kind of an interesting deal there. And that's it. All right. 24 minutes in the books for a little Locked On Jazz. Hope you're enjoying the Locked On NFL shows. They've all been doing a great job. Really good work. We've added some new hosts and done some big things and have some fun announcements coming up with the Locked On Podcast Network world. Thank you very much for tuning in. Today's show brought to you by Murdoch Hyundai at 4646 South State Street, as well as the good people at SeatGeek with the promo code LOJAZZ. Have a good one.